Good morning, Sower Nation. Today is Saturday, August 29th, in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm Dan Wilt, and this is your wake-up call. It's hard to believe it's August 29th already, but here we are, and it is a day the Lord has made. This is Holy Spirit Story Saturday, and it's actually our final entry today in our Holy Spirit Story Summer Series for about six different Saturdays. This is our seventh. This summer, we've been sharing Holy Spirit stories that have come in from you, from Sower Nation. And today, I'm going to share one of my own stories and a bit of review of some of the other stories and talk a bit about some of the stories that have been coming in, over 100 stories from Sower Nation, and they continue to come. The Lord is doing powerful, beautiful things through you, through me, through Jesus moving through us in the world. All right. So wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Let's pray our prayer of consecration as we begin today's meeting with Jesus. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry is titled, You Are a Witness with a Commission. And this is going to be a day of commissioning in moving forward in the All the Things ministry of Jesus that we've been exploring, not only through the All the Things series earlier in the summer, ministry in the power of the Holy Spirit, but also in all the different mini-series that we have. And it's going to come up again and again as JD begins to share Monday on Romans. So I'm excited about this. So our texts for today are from 1 Peter 3:15a and Acts 1, verse 8. Hear the word of the Lord. But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. Acts 1, 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. The word of the Lord. Well, welcome to our final Holy Spirit story Saturday of the summer. What an amazing time we've shared together these past Saturdays. Today is a special day of commissioning for you, for me, to continue in doing the All the Things ministry of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit living in us. So first, let's just do a bit of review. We've had over 100 stories come in, and they're still coming in, and please keep them coming. Come in through seedbed.com/Holy Spirit Stories. We could only share a few this summer, and there are more coming, and we've been discerning which stories and the timing of them, and it's beautiful and challenging and all of that together. And we always say we can't promise that we'll share them, but we can promise we're approaching each with prayerful discernment. And so we had many stories coming in, and Catherine shared with us how in a coffee shop she heard God speak to her to ask a woman she didn't know about her son, who she didn't know if she even had a son, leading to a time of prayer in the coffee shop. Katie told us how she, while driving, sensed Jesus telling her to pull over to pray for a small family on the side of the road. John told us about praying for a couple in the animal emergency clinic, following a connection with them over beloved pets. Janet shared with us the surprising invitation from a doctor to pray for a patient at the hospital, even though it was a doctor she didn't know. Anita told us how the Lord spoke to her to turn around at a red light, to get out of her car, to be present, physically present, to a struggling homeless man. Cheryl told us how she was able to encourage a young woman at her church's meal distribution ministry who had cancer, helping her reclaim her sleeping faith in Jesus, and then reading that the young woman passed away a few weeks after. We had stories and have stories coming in about Jesus moving in a skate park, on a neighbor's front porch, in the grocery store, in the senior's home, and in so many other places. And what is the common denominator I'm seeing in all of these stories? One person, one normal person, like you, like me, ordinary birds, as my wife calls them, said yes to the Holy Spirit, doing the ministry of Jesus through us. They had their sails up to catch the movements of the Spirit. They were looking for what the Father was already doing in someone's life so they could join Him. They were apprenticed to Jesus, and they were willing for Him to stop them in their day to minister to someone He was waking up to Himself. Brothers and sisters, side note, spiritual gifts, being attentive to the Holy Spirit, is not for stages and microphones. I've said it over and over. It is for your and my everyday walking around, eating, sleeping life, as Eugene Peterson put it. Among a few of my own stories this summer, I have my own story to go along with the stories that have been coming in from Sower Nation all summer. And they haven't only been coming in through the website. People have been emailing me. I've been at conferences and events, and people have lovingly arrested me. Dan, I need to tell you what God did. And I was standing at one conference. This isn't in the email or in the written parts itself, but I was at one conference and someone was sharing me the story, and there were just so many little miraculous moments. I was just in awe. And as the person finished, I just said, I'm so grateful. And they said, I am too. It was just so delightful to see that we, ordinary people, are participating with Jesus in everyday life. This was never meant for superstars and spiritual superheroes. It was meant for you and me responding to the Holy Spirit in our lives, learning to hear His voice, and then partner with the Father in what the Father is already doing in someone's life. So my story is this. I was with a man in a senior living facility this summer who has been a very bright light and a deep encouragement to everyone who lives there. And I was just so grateful for his presence over the time that I've known him. And we were sharing a moment together in the hallway. And for the first time in our relationship, the Holy Spirit prompted me, ask him. Ask him what? Ask him the kingdom question. I asked him, could I pray for you right now? And he, of course, said, yes, please. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, sometimes things have no fireworks to them. I felt like heaven opened in that little hallway. And in that moment, in those few minutes together, eternity broke in, the kingdom broke in, and Jesus ministered to him and to me. And we were both humbled by that moment. We embraced. And I just got to tell him, I know I was over the top, I was just gushing. I just told him how thankful I was for his presence there, what a gift he was to everyone there, and for the light that he shines in that place, how remarkable it was to me, and I noticed so many. And after we were finished, and he went his way in his wheelchair, and I went mine, I couldn't speak for a few minutes. My heart was just full to overflowing. The love of God was so strong in that moment. And I just realized what a delight this is. Evangelism, the language we put around these things, is not this rocket science idea meant only for people who know how to express the gospel. It's you and me being the love of God to the person in front of us. And then we can talk about the hope we have in Jesus. And that's where it all begins. It starts with the heart. Jesus was establishing a kingdom of the heart, the kingdom prayer. Your kingdom come, your will be done is a kingdom of the heart. He is awakening hearts to himself. And as John David says, awakening is the transformational journey of love from Jesus to a person, then through a person, then to a person, and through a person, and so on. That's all bonus material. I didn't write all that down. So we carry with us our kingdom prayer. We keep our kingdom question in our heart, always at the ready. May I pray for you? And we remain attentive. We remain attentive, listening, watching, keeping our sails up for what the Father is already doing in someone's life so we can join him. It's not just about the what Jesus is doing in someone's life. It's about the how he's doing it. It's about the when. And I'm just saying for you, for me, as we move into this fall, let's just be friendly. Let's be good human beings. Let's ask people questions about their story rather than telling them ours. Let's be people who listen. People who, when our neighbors go in their homes and we can't hear them talking about us, they say, all I know is they are incredibly kind or generous, and they are always listening, and they are always attentive, and they're always asking me how I'm doing, and all I know is that I feel good around them. And I believe this is us moving in the gentleness and the humility of Jesus, that we're moving in his character, and then the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, these things are leading the way and giving context for the gifts of the Spirit, for us hearing his voice and moving in them. You know what I believe? I believe that when we move in gentleness and humility of heart, God will open doors and we all get to participate in the all the things ministry of Jesus. As from my tradition, we always say, everyone gets to play. Everyone gets to play. So this fall, with the Great Commission prayer of Jesus in Matthew 27 as our context, making disciples, I want to send you with a blessing. A commission blessing into September, into October, into November, into December, into the coming year. You and I, we have been invited to do the all the things ministry of Jesus with him. So today, just be the love of God to the person right in front of you. And as you love them, with the greatest love of all that lives in you, is showing you your belovedness so that you can pour it out and express that love to others. And that love that is greater than you, expect God to speak to you. And as he speaks to you, as Mother Mary said at the wedding feast in Cana, do whatever he tells you. John 2, verse 5. All right. Well, let's move to our prayer and our singing. But before I do that, and I'm just doing a little something here, I'm looking forward to seeing you at the New Room Conference in Montgomery, Alabama. Now, let me just pause for this. Here's why. Our Sower Nation, this is really a family reunion for us, and it's happening now in just a few weeks. And the special thing about New Room, if we say that the wake up call is our daily meeting with Jesus, and bands, as you heard from Mark this past week, is a weekly meeting with Jesus with others. New Room is a yearly gathering with Jesus. And we have some extra New Room events that we provide for equipping along the way. But our New Room conference is truly a meeting with Jesus. The Holy Spirit is moving. We receive prayer. We worship together. We learn what it means to be banded in fellowship. Colossians, we recognize that passage. We learn what it means to be, you know, encouraged in heart and united in love. We learn what it means to be the people of God in the world, to live not from simply believing and behaving, but living from beholding and becoming. If you have been to New Room and you're coming, I look forward to seeing you. If you haven't been and you're not planning on coming right now, no problem. There's no pressure. But if the Holy Spirit is whispering to you, I want to do something there. I want to show you something there. I promise you it's going to be a beautiful time in the presence of Jesus, at the very least together in fellowship. It's what we do. It's koinonia. It's who we are. And I believe you'll leave encouraged. You'll leave renewed. It's coming up in just a few weeks. You can go to newroomconference.com, and that's where you'll see everything. We've got amazing speakers and lab speakers and so many resources, and there's going to be prayer ministry and worship. It's going to be a sweet, sweet time. So as you walk into the second half of this year, this is a commission. This is a commission for you. I pray that you would become a true witness of Jesus. As John David says, a disciple on fire. And that's what we do when we come together here and in all our meetings with Jesus. We seek to fan one another into flame as we fan into flame the gift and the love of God that is within us. So let's pray our prayer together. Lord Jesus, our Master, we are living in a time when the people of God have an amazing ministry of simply being your love to those around us. We want to get beyond just believing and behaving. We want to move into the fullness of beholding and becoming like you, Jesus. Lead on, Great Shepherd. Lead on. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And your journal prompt is simple. Write down the next person who comes to mind and ask Jesus if you may ask them sometime this month, may I pray for you? And I believe God's going to begin to orchestrate things toward that end. Let's sing our song together, Sanctuary. We'll sing it twice through, and we'll worship our way into not only this day, but also into Romans, which begins Monday with John David. It's going to be so good. I've read the book, listened to it on Audible. It is such a time as this message for the church. Make sure you're on it. Invite others. Invite your congregation this Sunday. Gather people to it. That's at wakeupcall.com. Anyone and everyone can sign up. It's going to be powerful. I really believe it. So let's sing together. I can tell I'm excited today. I'm moved by the Spirit over all that's happening among us. It's so good. So let's worship together. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Amen. Well, keep those Holy Spirit stories coming in. We begin with Romans on Monday. I'm looking forward to seeing you. If I see you at New Room, please find me. Please connect with me. Tell me your name, and let's just enjoy a moment between one another as sowers. I'm so excited for that time. And if I don't see you, know that we're all grabbing our seeds together, and I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm Dan Wolf.